Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news. On Thursday, the 15th of October, it is now 74. We have sunny skies. We do have a very slight chance of some showers blowing through here this evening in association with another cold front. And this colder air coming in behind the front is going to bring us a pretty good chance for some scattered frost in here Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I'll have more on the weather after the news. A Fairfield man was arrested last night on charges he was in possession of heroin. A little before 10:45 last night, a Wayne County Sheriff's deputy stopped a Chevy passenger car near Wayne City for speeding 85 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. The driver, Robbie Bias, age 55, of Laurel Street in Fairfield, acted nervous during the traffic stop, police said. Gaining consent to search the vehicle, police report recovering two rocks of suspected heroin and a hydrocodone pain pill for which Bias allegedly had no prescription. Bias was arrested and booked into the Wayne County Jail on preliminary charges of possession of a controlled substance, two counts. 54-year-old Dennis J. Schuler of West Salem was injured Wednesday morning when the 1999 International semi he was driving ran off County Road 2800 East near the Fredericks Farm and overturned in a ditch. Schuler told police he swerved to miss an oncoming vehicle in his lane. The load then shifted in his truck as it dropped off the edge of the road, causing it to run into a ditch where it overturned. Schuler was injured and taken by ambulance to Fairfield Memorial Hospital. WFIW News, time 12:16.
Hey folks, this is Sandy from Gill Sales and Service. I'm here to tell you about the USA-made Speed Queen washers and dryers. If you don't want to give up your top-load washer, these machines are for you. They have full agitation and deep rinse, hot wash temperatures when needed, and the water spins out instead of pumping out at the end of the cycle. With full 3-year part and labor warranties, you can't beat these machines. Also included are 5-year motor and 10-year transmission warranties. What more can you ask for? Come on in and see us at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield to check them out.
Sisti Key Market takes pride in custom catering special events and parties. They serve great tasting entrees and delicious side dishes too that are sure to please. For casual events, try their meat, cheese, or veggie trays, finger foods, hors d'oeuvres, or order a cake or pie. Schedule your event by calling 673-2119. Sisti Key Market is independently owned. They accept major credit cards, Illinois link cards, and offer lottery sales. Sisti Key Market on the Square in Sisti appreciates your business. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sundays, 8 to 1.
It's fall, y'all, at the Watering Can in Albion. The shop is beautiful with autumn wreaths and silk arrangements. Browse our new purse selections by Simply Noel in warm fall colors. Scarves and jewelry add the final touch. New Harmony Soap Company products make a great gift even for yourself. Fresh fall arrangements will brighten anyone's day. Daily deliveries to Albion, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, West Salem, and Grayville. Fall for fall at the Can in Albion.
The John A. Logan College Board of Trustees accepted the resignation of President Mike Dreeth during their meeting last night. The board held a special meeting and voted 5-2 to accept the resignation. The terms of the resignation have not been disclosed, but according to Johnny Logan College, both Dreeth and the board agreed it was in each party's interest to accept the resignation, allowing Dreeth to pursue other professional opportunities. Dreeth served as president of the John A. Logan College for 3 years, starting in 2012. Prior to his position at John A. Logan, Dreeth had served as president of Frontier Community College in Fairfield and a community college out in West Texas. The noose used to execute notorious Southern Illinois gangster Charlie Berger will go on display in a one-time exhibit this Sunday. The noose will be displayed during a free public viewing this Sunday, 2 to 4, at the Hanna House Museum at 101 East Center Street in Fairfield. The infamous noose was fashioned by G. Phil Hanna, a noted humanitarian executioner from Epworth in rural White County. It is now owned by Randy Henson of Fairfield. At $14,000, Henson was the successful bidder for the noose at an auction last June at Sun & Associates Limited in Evansville. More than 5,000 people witnessed Berger's execution on the 18th of April, 1928. The last public hanging in the state of Illinois, Berger was executed for the December 12, 1926 murder of Joe Adams, the mayor of West City, Illinois. Berger was known to have killed at least 3 men. 15 others, including a woman, were slain during the bloody war between the Shelton brothers and the Berger gang. After the hanging, the news fell into the hands of James Pritchard, the Franklin County Sheriff who helped capture Berger and oversaw the hanging. In 1959, it was turned over to Mary Glover, the daughter of Sheriff Pritchard. In 1996, she loaned the noose to the Franklin County History Museum in Benton on the condition that the family could have it back whenever they asked for it. Well, Glover was getting old and in poor health and appointed her daughter, Rebecca Koch, as her guardian. When Koch asked that the noose be returned to the family, museum officials refused, which triggered a lawsuit. Then in 2008, after a five-year legal battle, Edwards County Circuit Judge David Franklin ruled that the museum had no claim of ownership and Koch had superior right of ownership. Just two days after taking possession of the noose, Rebecca Koch suffered a stroke and died. Well, after Koch's death, the rope was then handed down to Spencer Pugh of Evansville, Indiana, the great-grandson of Sheriff Pritchard. Pugh put the noose up for auction this past June, with Randy Henson of Fairfield becoming the latest owner. In addition to the historically valuable noose, visitors to the Hanna House Museum this Sunday will have an opportunity to view several other items from Southern Illinois' gangster past, including artifacts from the notorious Shelton Gang. There'll be no admission charge to the museum this Sunday, but again, that's from 2 until 4 at the Hanna House Museum, the noose that was used to send Charlie Berger into Kingdom Come. WFIW News Time, 12:22.
Vaughn's Tire in Fairfield has a major brand of tires that you're looking for. Mastercraft Tires now have a $60 mail-in rebate, and the Nexen brand has free road hazard and roadside assistance for the life of the tire. Vaughn's are offering 24-hour service, and for the farmer, they have on-site service when you need it. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's, or call 842-3500.
Enroll in a concealed carry course through Frontier Community College in Fairfield or Albion. This course is designed to satisfy the requirements to obtain an Illinois concealed carry permit. Classes meet on Thursday and Friday nights for classroom instruction, and Saturday with hands-on training at the gun club. For additional information or to register for a concealed carry course, call Frontier Community College 842-3711.
A 16-year-old Mount Vernon, Illinois girl was critically injured last night when she was hit by a car. The victim, whose name has not been released by state police because of her age, apparently ran into the path of a car on North 10th Street at North Street in Mount Vernon around 7:30 last night. The driver of the 2007 Pontiac passenger car that hit the girl has been identified as Clay Gibson, 28, of Mount Vernon. The young girl was taken first to Crossroads Hospital in Mount Vernon, later airlifted to a hospital in St. Louis for advanced care. The intersection where the accident happened was shut down for 4 hours as police investigated. A 37-year-old Mount Vernon, Illinois woman was killed in a three-vehicle crash on eastbound Interstate 64 near Damiensville in western Clinton County. It happened late Tuesday morning. Clinton County Coroner Phil Moss identified the victim as Michelle Baker. State police said Baker was a passenger in a car that drove onto the shoulder and struck a truck that had broken down on the right shoulder, completely off the highway. She was thrown from the vehicle, pronounced dead at the scene. After the initial impact, a car driven by a 52-year-old Green Valley, Arizona man then crashed into the back of the first vehicle. The Mount Vernon man driving the first car was taken to a St. Louis area hospital. The driver and passenger from Green Valley that struck the wreckage were both taken to the Washington County Hospital. Eastbound I-64 was shut down for several hours as police cleared the wreckage and investigated the crash. The Illinois Lottery says the state budget impasse means that all winners of anything more than $600 will not be paid immediately. In a statement yesterday, lottery officials say they anticipate that on Thursday, the agency's check-writing account, that's of today, will be exhausted and there's no legal authority to fill it back up. Last month, the Illinois Comptroller's Office announced that without a budget for the July 1st fiscal year, they did not have the authority to write checks of more than $25,000. Two lottery winners have filed a federal lawsuit against the Illinois Lottery for stopping payouts of prizes above $25,000. It asked that the lottery be barred from paying its administrators or any operational costs until the winners get their prizes. The lawsuit alleges that dozens of folks are awaiting more than $288 million in prizes. Controller Leslie Munger says the budget impasse means next month's $560 million payment to the Illinois pension system will be delayed. But she told reporters yesterday at a news conference that retirees will still get their benefit checks as scheduled, but the impasse has led to an immediate cash shortage, altering the way her office will dole out payments to the system. Controllers have used different schedules to meet what's due each year. Munger says she continues on a monthly approach based upon a predecessor. Legislative Democrats and the governor are still at a stalemate over a spending plan that for the fiscal year that actually started July 1st, that is. $700 in cash will be awarded at ARF's Halloween Hairball Saturday, October 24th. Happy hour with Matt Kenny's pulled pork and pork burger sandwiches with finger foods will start at 7 p.m. at the Fairfield Elks Lodge. Torn and Frayed, a Wayne City-based rock band, will return for their 13th Hairball performance. Carnaby Square will award $250 to ARF's Best Overall. Fry's Garage will give $200 to the Best Group. Kincaid's Hardware and Home Decor will sponsor the $150 prize to a first runner-up, and second runner-up will receive $100 courtesy of the clothesline. More Hairball prizes will be awarded to the hairiest, scariest, funniest, sexiest, best couple, and farthest traveled from ARF, McGahey's Liquor, The Chop Shop, Farmer's Daughter, Serendipity Card and Gift, Knapp Sitco, and Doug Amen State Farm. Tickets are $20 in advance at Kincaid's Home Decor Department and The Chop Shop. All attendees must be at least 21 years of age to enter ARF's Halloween Hairball. Big doings tomorrow night at the Fairfield Community High School football game. The Mules, of course, take on Cesar Valier tomorrow night. It's a home game, and it's senior night. The Mulebackers will be serving up Matt Kenny's barbecue pork sandwiches or chicken sandwiches or chicken barbecue nachos, plus all the trimmings tomorrow. Serving will start about 5:30, so get on out. It's senior night tomorrow night. And if you want some free food, how about FNB's hosting their Community Appreciation Day at its location from 11 to 1 tomorrow. Time now to check the price of crude oil brought to you by Steve Thompson. He's your country financial representative over in West Salem. Local refineries raised their offering yesterday 25 cents per barrel, and today they're paying $39.75. We did check November crude oil prices just a few minutes ago, down 73 cents a barrel on the mercantile at $45.91. Time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel. He's your Edward Jones Financial Administrator, Financial Advisor, that is, at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield at the noon hour. The Dow's up 71 points at 16,996. The Nasdaq's up 33 at 4,816. In local and area deaths, 77-year-old Wayne City resident Lois Leather Shreve died at 1:45 Wednesday afternoon at her home in Wayne City. Survivors include her husband of 60 years, James F. Shreve of Wayne City, four children, Angela Clark and husband Dallas of Wayne City, Fred Shreve and wife Paulette of Bethalto, Illinois, Terry Shreve and wife Marty of Snellville, Georgia, and Kenny Shreve of McLeansboro, four sisters, Irene Huber of St. Petersburg, Florida, Rose Imke of Rochelle, Illinois, Helen Shirley and husband Denny of Mount Vernon, and Pat Cagle of Mount Vernon, and several special caregivers, Tammy, Pam, Vicky, Tracy, and Tina, nine grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. Her remains will be cremated in a celebration of life service for Lois Shreve. It will be 2 o'clock Monday at the Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon, with a private burial of ashes at Thomason Cemetery at Wayne City at a later date. Visitation will be noon Monday till the time of service at the Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. Memorials may be made to SSM Hospice and will be accepted at the Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. John Edward Baxley, 78, of Allendale, died Tuesday at Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel. He was a U.S. Army veteran, had been an iron worker, oil field driller, and truck driver. Survivors include two daughters, Angie Baxley and Kathy Ann Baxley of Irving, Texas, four sons, John Baxley of Allendale, James Baxley of Kaufman, Texas, John Baxley of Allendale, Rick Baxley of St. Francisville, a sister, Lola Bertram of Mount Carmel, 15 grandchildren and several great-grandchildren, and a special friend, Wanda Harms. Services for John Edward Baxley will be 1 o'clock Saturday at the Ingram Funeral Home in Allendale, with burial in Highland Memorial Cemetery at Mount Carmel with military honors. Visitation will be 11 a.m. till the time of service Saturday at the Ingram Funeral Home in Allendale. Memorials may be made to the American Heart Association or the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and will be accepted at the Ingram Funeral Home in Allendale. And by the way, John Ed loved wearing bib overalls. All his family and friends are encouraging folks to dress casually for the visitation and funeral to honor his memory. Funeral services for Dwight David Talbert, 59, of Marion, Illinois, will be 2 o'clock Saturday at Sims Congregational Church with burial in Thomason Cemetery. Visitation, noon until the time of service at the Sims Congregational Church. The Richardson Funeral Home of Wayne City is in charge of all the arrangements. A visitation for Reed E. Blackledge will be noon to 1 Saturday at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. The memorial service is at 1 p.m. with burial and military honors at Centerville Cemetery. The Cook Chapel of Carmi is in charge. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News, time 12:30.
It's fun and it's simple to make budget-friendly home improvements with help from Kincaid's in Fairfield. Patios are a cost-effective way to increase your living space, enjoyment, and your property value. Do it right, call Ronnie Wright at Kincaid's. Increase your home's value and decrease your utility bills and install new windows. Set your goal and then call Joe at Kincaid's. Convert your wood-burning fireplace into a clean-burning, no-fuss, no-muss gas fireplace. Don't tarry, call Gary at Kincaid's. And finally, give your space a custom look instantly with moldings, crown moldings, chair rails, and more. Hundreds of molding options are available. And Ronnie, Joel, and Gary can help you in the building materials and lumber departments at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high around 77. We have a slight chance of showers tonight as a cold front moves through, low of 47. Sunny Friday, high of 62. Sunny Saturday, high of 61. Sunny Sunday, high of 56. Sunny Monday, 70. Sunny Tuesday, 72. 75 the high yesterday, 40 the low this morning. And at 12:32 this afternoon with sunny skies, it's 74. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.